Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Well, Christmas is getting closer and closer, so I imagine the youngsters at your house are getting pretty excited. And I kind of suspect you may be getting a bit excited about it yourself, hmm? I know I am. The trouble with being excited about anything, of course, is that at mealtime you're likely to eat too fast. Well, if it happens to you and acid indigestion results, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer, because it quickly reduces excess stomach acid. Alka-Seltzer gently soothes and settles an upset stomach and relieves that stuffy, too-full feeling. So make sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand over the holidays. Remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer. Then, when indigestion comes along to spoil your holiday, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
This is the kind of day in Wistful Vista that poets write about. Because it snowed last night, all night long, and the town looks beautiful under a fluffy blanket of white. Mr. McGee has just been out to get the morning mail, and he, too, is impressed by the scene. For his first words are...
Holy smoke, what a mess. That ratted snow all over everything.
That's the way it usually falls, all over everything. I think it's beautiful, McGee.
Look at that sidewalk. The whole front yard snowed under like a Southern Republican. That ratted stuff never falls in the summertime when it could melt and run down the sewer right away. Oh, no, it's got to fall in the wintertime so it can lay there for a week.
And it usually does, too, around our house. Was there any mail?
No, just this note from the mailman.
Note?
Yep, sticking in the mailbox. Says, Dear Mr. McGee, under postal regulations, no mail will be delivered to your box till the snow is cleared off your sidewalk.
You mean to say he plowed through 3 feet of snow up to our front porch and back? Just to leave a note saying he wouldn't plow through 3 feet of snow up to our front porch just to leave mail?
Yeah. Civil service, they call it. Ah!
Well, if they're not going to deliver our mail till we get our sidewalk cleared off, I suppose we'll have to...
Have to let them keep the dad-ratted mail till the weather warms up a little. You said it.
That's not what I was going to...
You're not getting me out breaking my back with a snow shovel and getting my hands and feet frostbit just to clear a path for the mailman that it looks like it's going to snow again any minute anyhow. No, sir, not me.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I suppose...
You betcha. Anybody that goes out in this weather today ought to have their head examined because it's undoubtedly full of ice cubes and ought to be defrosted. I'm not setting foot out of this house today, no matter what happens.
Grocery boy! It's cool out there, kid!
Oh, I just set the groceries on the kitchen sink, Mr. Oldtimer.
Yeah, you must be about froze, Oldtimer. Take off your stocking cap and mittens and earmuffs and sit down and warm up.
Hello, too, Johnny. But I ain't got time. Got a truckload of groceries out there in the alley to deliver, and it's mighty slow going through the snow.
I'll bet it is.
If it wasn't for my girlfriend, Bessie, I couldn't make it today at all.
Bessie, is she helping you?
Sure is, Johnny. She walks down all the alleys ahead of me and tromps the snow down good so as I can drive the truck along behind her. She had mighty good feet for snow tromping, Bessie has.
She certainly must be a good-natured girl.
Yep. Only trouble is, the brakes keep slipping on the dad-blamed truck, and I've run over 3 times so far. She's getting just a little annoyed about it.
Well, believe me, you sure wouldn't catch me out delivering groceries in this kind of weather, boy. That's silly. Let people come and get their own if they're that hungry.
Oh, I don't...
Hey, did you bring everything we need? How about marshmallows? Did you bring marshmallows?
Marshmallows?
I didn't order any marshmallows, McGee. What made you think of that?
Oh, heck, doggone it. This is hot chocolate weather, Molly. Just the kind of a day to sit right here in a cozy, warm kitchen with a cup of hot chocolate with marshmallows in it.
Oh.
You got any on the truck, old-timer? Maybe somebody else ordered marshmallows and you got some on the truck, you think?
No, I don't think.
Well, run out and take a look, will you? On the truck. I'd go help you look, but it's cold out there. Don't catch me out.
McGee, for heaven's sake, of all the silly things.
No, I ain't got a single marshmallow with me, but don't you fret, sonny. I'll run right back down to the grocery store now, fast as I can run, through 4 foot of snow all the way, get you a little box of marshmallows, and run all the way back here without even stopping to rest.
Yeah, you will?
You know how I'll do that, son?
How?
In a pig's eye, that's how. Marshmallows, I order!
Well, for the... Well, how do you like that?
Personally, I loved it, and you deserved it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have work to do. If you want marshmallows so badly, there's a little candy store just a block from here.
Ah, the heck with it. I'll pour myself some coffee. Don't need marshmallows with coffee, and besides...
McGee!
Uh-oh, this is trouble.
Look what I found in your overcoat pocket.
Oh, dear.
I thought you told me you mailed this package to Aunt Sarah Saturday afternoon.
Well, I was going to, but by the time I got there, the post office was closed, and, well, I thought I'd mail it the first thing this morning, but, well, all that snow out there... And...
Oh, if this isn't the limit.
Well, gee whiz.
It's her Christmas present, McGee. If this package doesn't go out today, it won't get there till after Christmas. And you know how Aunt Sarah is about Christmas.
I'll say, tight.
Now, look. Will you take this package to the post office right this minute?
With all that snow out there?
Or will I have to do it?
No. Here, give me it. I'll take care of it. I'll get it in the post office this afternoon, for sure.
Well, if I can depend on you.
You can depend. I'll sit over here by the front window right now and watch. Sooner or later, some dumb friend will come shivering through the snow, and I'll get him to drop it off at the post office, so don't you worry.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or just general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. And starting with the liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. And this soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
It's cold outside, sure, but you could at least go out long enough to clear off the front sidewalk without...
I'll say it's cold. That wind goes through you like a bullet through a stick of butter. Looks like it's going to snow again any minute, too, so there's no use in me...
Well, it's nearly 3 o'clock, and you promised to mail Aunt Sarah's package now before...
Don't you worry. Somebody will come along. Maybe Doc or Les Nelson or... Aha! What did I tell you? I knew somebody'd be chump enough to go out in this weather. Come in!
Oh, for goodness sakes, it's Mr. Wimple. Come in, come in.
Yeah, hi, Wimp. Come on in, boy.
Hello, folks. It's cold out there.
Yeah, what are you doing out today, boy? You on the lam?
Oh, no, not exactly. I'm on my way down to the Bon Con, Mr. McGee, trying to find a Christmas present for her.
You refer, of course, to...
Sweetie Face, my big old wife. Yes.
Say, how is your wife these days, Mr. Wimple? We haven't seen her lately.
Well, she's been staying home the last week, Mrs. McGee. She's busy with her knitting.
Yeah? What's she knitting?
The bones in her right foot.
Oh, my. Broke her foot? How in the world did she do that?
Oh, she's so impetuous, you know. When she wakes up in the morning, she always screams at me to bring her coffee to her quick.
Yeah?
If I'm not out of bed by the time the echo dies away, she rushes over and kicks me out of bed barefooted.
That's a heck of a way to wake up.
It does get rather monotonous. So last week, I took my other pajamas... filled them with quick-drying cement, and put them in my bed. Then I slept in the garage.
Heavenly days.
Do you know she left the print of her big toe in the concrete seat of those pajamas? In fact, she left the end of her big toe there.
Wow.
But it's healing nicely, thank you.
Well, give her our regards, Mr. Wimple.
Thank you. I'd better get on downtown now and buy her a present.
Yeah, well, swell, Wimp. I'll walk you to the door, boy, and as long as you're going close to the post office, I've got a package here you can mail for me, because I promised Molly that I'd... Ah, that was a mighty fine dinner, Mrs. McGee.
Thank you. I'll get it. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee. Oh, hello, Mabel. No, we just finished dinner. Nice of you to call. Yes, isn't it beautiful? Must be 3 feet of snow out there now.
Closer to 4 feet. You can just barely see the handle of the lawnmower sticking up through it.
Hmm? Tonight? Oh, yes, I'd love to come over and play some cards. Wait till I ask His Royal
Highness. Oh, no, Molly, no, not tonight, kiddo. It's too cold. The garage door snowed shut, and besides, we couldn't get out of the driveway. Besides, you heard that wind. And besides, well, my gosh, that snow is nylon top deep, and well, maybe tomorrow...
All right, don't panic.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mabel, but you know who was scared of the snow. Oh, you heard him, huh? Isn't that awful?
Tell her hello.
She said tell you to go jump. I'm sorry, Mabel. Look, why don't you call Dr. Gamble? Maybe he'll... Oh? Oh, he does, huh? Well, we'll make it another night. Yeah, bye.
Gee, I hate to be a spoil fun, kiddo, but let's face it. Only a dunce would go out in this weather.
Oh, I don't mind a little.
Just take a listen out here. It started snowing again and... don't that sound awful?
Pretty cold, but we have warm clothes.
Hey, well, what was Mabel Toop saying about Doc Gamble? They asked Doc over, too?
No, they were going to, but Mort remembered the doctor's supposed to bowl tonight. Well, I may as well go...
Bowl? Tonight? Oh, my gosh, it's Monday night. Tonight, the Elks Club tryouts. Where's my bowling ball?
What?
Never mind, it's upstairs. Hey, get my overcoat, will you? Get my mittens and cap and bowling shoes.
You're not going out in this weather. You said yourself only a dunce would...
It's bowling night. The tryouts for the Elks team. Where's my muffler? Oh, I got it. Me and Doc and Herb and Charlie Crockett.
But dunce, I mean McGee.
Whoever wins tonight gets on the team. I'm late. Goodbye.
Put on your coat and hat, dunce. I mean, dearie. No, I don't. I mean dunce. Oh, I give up.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Say, if you're feeling the miseries of a cold, do yourself a real favor, won't you? And find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, can be taken at any stage of a cold to relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Tabsin comes in smooth-coated, easily swallowed tablets in packages easy to carry with you wherever you go. And that's just what you'll want to do if you have a cold during this time of year. Take Tabsin.
You look just frozen. Can you get that muffler off, or shall I get an ice pick?
Oh, I can get it off. Dirty rats.
Who? How'd the bowling go? Who won?
Nobody. I'm froze.
Nobody?
I walked all the way to down there in the snow, and nobody showed up but me.
What?
Yeah, all phoned the bowling alley. Too cold, they said. Dirty double-crossing.
Go to bed.
Yeah. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The old-timer and Mr. Wimple are played by Bill Thompson. This is John Wall saying, excuse me for hurrying, but I'm cold. I want to get over by the fire. Goodbye.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.